Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode where I want to talk to you about a common question that I see, which is how much can I earn as a virtual assistant? And sometimes people are going to put, you know, a specific figure in there, but I wanted to address this question because obviously it's a very valid question. And there's so much different information out there about, you know, how much you can make as a VA. So I wanted to give you my two cents worth if I can. So first off, we're talking potential here. We're not talking guarantees. Nobody can guarantee how much you will earn in your business. They can't guarantee your business will be successful. It's all up to you. Regardless of what you see in here online, becoming successful takes a lot of work and time. It does not happen overnight. You have to put skin in the game. You have to do the work. And nobody should tell you, you know, how much to earn or, you know, what services to offer, you know, how many hours to work. That's all up to you. This is not a cookie cutter business by any stretch. Not only that, it's also a very diverse industry. It is not just about being an admin. And no disrespect to admins, because you guys are great. But there are those of us like myself who want to do something more than admin work. And so you have to realize that, one, it all depends on the services that you offer. It also looks at the expertise that you have, as well as the experience level that you have. All of those play into how much you can earn. Obviously, if you're brand new, you need time to ramp up. The beauty of having your own business is there is no ceiling, only the ceiling you create for yourself. So I'm not guaranteeing you anything, but I'm going to talk to you about potential. Now, I had a question just the other day in my Facebook group. It was a great question saying, you know, can you really make six figures as a VA? Yes, you can. I'm living proof. I needed to replace six figures in order to quit my soul-sucking job. Now, it took me 18 months, but that was 11 years ago. There was no training. I didn't know what I was doing. The only thing I figured out very quickly was that I didn't want to be an admin, and that techie skills paid a lot more than administrative skills. And so I went with the techie skills because I needed to earn a lot more money. So once again, the potential is there. You can earn $50,000 or $60,000 or $100,000 and beyond. Again, I'm not guaranteeing that. I'm just saying that the potential is there. It's up to you, but it depends on your skills, your services, your expertise, your experience. All of those things are going to play into how much you can charge per hour, per package, however you're pricing. The other thing I tell you, or must tell you, I should say, is you have to specialize. You cannot be a generalist, which means you can't do everything under the sun. You have to pick one or two things that you need to specialize in, because specialists make more than generalists. It's the difference between being an assistant and a consultant. So you have to specialize. And this is where it's really hard for people who offer admin services, because admin services are very diverse. There's so many different things that you can do. So you might want to look at something outside the admin world if you're looking to earn $100K and beyond, $100,000 and beyond. And you'll need to look at what you want to specialize in. And it should really be something that you enjoy doing. Why, you know, why offer a service you don't like to do? Okay. So let's just revisit that real quick. There really is no glass ceiling. The potential is there to earn, you know, $50,000, $100,000. It's all up to you, but you have to do the work. There is no guarantees. And you have to realize it takes time. You have to put in the time and the effort to be successful. No one's going to just hand it to you. No one's going to hand you the keys to the kingdom. You have to earn it. You must specialize. And if you want to earn, you know, 100K or even 50K and beyond, you're going to need to look at something outside the admin skills area. Okay. Now, you can, let me just do a disclaimer here. You can do things like build a team, which means you have other people working for you. And, you know, when they get paid, you get paid. That's a great way to leverage your income. So if you were offering admin services, that would be one way for you to increase your income. But I'm talking about how much can you earn as an individual VA. I earned over 100K
I was a VA full time for 5 years, and I'd say just about 5 years, every year, I earned 100K or more. So it is possible, but I busted my butt in order to do that. Okay. So there are other options. There are ways you can leverage your time. Team building is one of those. You could also create products. You could do info products, which would give you a slice of that, what's called passive income. You could also do coaching or teaching or training. But here's the thing with that. There are so many new people that were not successful in their own VA business that are now training. How can you possibly teach somebody if you're not successful yourself? So what they end up teaching you is how to be unsuccessful, which is not something you want. I have an entire podcast on what to watch out for, but it's becoming more and more common now with this pandemic that we're in, that people all of a sudden decide, even people that don't have experience in the VA industry decide that they can now teach. So please do your due diligence on people before you invest. To make sure they are what they say, because there's the highlight reel on social media. Don't fall for the hype that says, buy my product, and in 30 days, you can make $30,000 a month without any skills. I mean, it's hype. There's nothing there. It's just a bunch of fluff. You want to make sure that you're investing in yourself and you're buying somebody's product or training. Make sure they've been successful. Make sure they've been around the block. My thing is, I don't think you should be teaching anybody until you've become an expert at it yourself. You need to be in business and be successful for at least 4 to 5 years before you can put on your teaching hat. Here's the other thing, is not everybody can teach, right? So just keep that in mind. So don't fall for the hype. Don't fall for the highlight reel on social media. And just remember, the potential is there, but it's all about what skills you're offering. And you need to specialize so people understand that you're going to charge more because you're a specialist. You really get, WordPress or Infusionsoft or whatever it might be. So I have a couple action items for you if you are up for the challenge. If you're somebody who is just getting started and you were wondering what the potential is, well, there's your potential. There is no glass ceiling, only the ones you make for yourself. What are your goals? How much do you want to make to, quit your job or build a nest egg? Everybody has a different number they want to reach. And so what are your goals? And I'd love for you to share those with me. Please feel free to leave a comment under the podcast. It'd be great to hear. One more thing I'll leave you with is that people go, okay, I know I can make that much money and I can't be an admin. I have to do something besides that. What kind of things, will pay me the money or pay me the rates or allow me to charge the rates that I can earn that type of money? The highest paying skills are going to be anything under the digital marketing umbrella. Okay, so that would be social media, websites, content creation or content marketing. I think I already said social media marketing, email marketing, sales funnels, paid traffic, so Facebook ads, SEO, search engine optimization, all of those things are going to fall under the digital marketing umbrella. Those are higher paid in demand skills because digital marketing is what all successful online businesses use to stay successful. Right? Project management skills are another specialized skill. You could really learn how to be like a product launch specialist and really help clients that are launching new products or services in their business. And you could actually fold that really well in with digital marketing. So those are the things that are really high paying. Obviously, with digital marketing, there's a techie side of that. So, it's one thing to know MailChimp, but it's a whole other thing if you understand email marketing, which is why you would use MailChimp. And that makes you more of a consultant than an assistant. I'm going to be rolling out some new training in the new year, which for those of you listening to this podcast at this time would be 2021. And these courses are going to be really focused on all digital marketing, setting up your own VA business, embracing digital marketing, but also offering the skills for that. And if you're interested in more information on that, feel free to sign up for the waitlist and I'll be happy to share with you as the information comes available, and you'll get some special deals and some special bonuses if you sign up as well. I left the link in the description below. So hopefully this has given you some things to think about. Again, feel free to share your goals. How much are you looking to make? Any questions? I welcome those as well. Last but not least, if you enjoyed this podcast and found it helpful, I invite you to subscribe. I'm on all the popular podcasting platforms. So I invite you to subscribe. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.